thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show. Good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show. The Being Found Show is your guide to being found by more buying customers. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Jake Hinton.
What's up, Chauncey? How are you?
Not bad, not bad. As you can see, I've joined the glasses club, so now I'm wondering, do like my eyes look huge from over there?
No, you look normal just with glasses on.
All right.
Yeah, so. You
know, as a person who's new to the glasses, actually, I needed to wear glasses for years. I just don't like having something on my face. It's very distracting. And so I'm trying to ease my way into it.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
I've been wearing glasses for years. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, Jared here, he's a glasses man.
We just look like nerds.
I don't know. You look more intelligent. You look like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So, as I said, we're your guide to being found by more buying customers. And today's show, we're going to really kind of cover SEO predictions for 2019. I know it's a little bit into 2019. This is a fairly new article from Moz.com. And I found myself really getting enthralled in this, not because so much it's about SEO, but because it sort of shows us a drastic shift in marketing. And it sort of opens a conversation about things you should be doing other than SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that SEO is really not the old school thing of just showing up in search results any longer. You know, it's a big shift.
Yeah, that's true. And in all industries, people tend to develop a good flow in the work they're doing, and they tend to stick with it, and things begin to change, and they resist the change. So it's always good to go over these potential areas where you can grow and learn and do something new to get ahead of your competitor.
Absolutely. You know, how many times have people been left in the past because they like it the good old way?
Yep.
You know, and for those of you out there, you know, maybe the good old way was the better way with a lot of things.
20 years later, it's not cutting the mustard.
Yeah, either way, too bad for you.
Yeah.
Because the world will change whether you like it or not, you know. It's kind of like I've used for myself, basically, that, you know, life is a river. And if you're not struggling to move forward, you are moving backwards because it is pulling you that way. You have to constantly struggle to move forward. And sometimes you're struggling to stand still.
Yeah.
You know. So you need to struggle a little harder. All right. So first up on here, it says answers will drive search. When I first read this, I'm like, duh, you know, that's always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and further reading, I figured out what they were really saying. And they're basically saying that, like, answers on the page of Google will drive search. So basically Google is, and we've known this for a long time, really trying to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Search, you know, it's monetized search. It wants to get its ads in there. That's a major money point for Google. And now they want to keep people on Google and utilizing Google. So now when you ask, like, you know, what was the Ramones first album, it's straight up going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to tell you. You don't need to click through to my site to see that because mm-hmm. Google already told you. And so answers will drive search, not questions, is what they're saying. So originally the question was, what was the Ramones' first album? Google answers that. And those who want something more than the 2-3 sentence answer that Google gives them will be able to click through and find out more. So the answer will drive the search, not the question.
Yeah, so it's almost like and Google's looking at your web, like they don't know. But they're going to reference your website and post that up.
Right.
I wonder if there's also a way to kind of entice people to read, but then leave them hanging. It was this, but...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Right. And to get that click through. I don't know. That's just a.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it does show the title tag at the bottom and the URL at mm-hmm. the bottom. You know, maybe there's some way to answer the question and have the obvious statement there that there's more here to see.
Because with this also is coming, a lot of businesses are saying, hey, well, we're just not getting the site traffic we used to
right.
Google because of you. And there's a lot of businesses that are actually upset that Google is really not sending people to websites anymore because they can address questions without spending money on the data exchange.
Right. Basically, they use you to create the answer. It's basically an entirely crowdfunded thing.
Yeah.
Or crowdsourced thing that they have made billions off of. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Number two, voice search. Oh, by the way, Ramones' first album was The Ramones, creatively titled enough. All right, number two, voice search will continue to be utterly useless for optimization. Optimizing for voice search will still be no more than optimizing for featured snippets, and conversations from voice will remain a dark box. What they're really kind of saying here is that they're going to be two separate monsters. But I don't necessarily agree with this. The last one really kind of shows you that I think thing that people should be doing for content is you get your landing pages for all your stuff, and then you should really focus on FAQs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those FAQs I think both help with the snippets, and they also help with the potential of voice search.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're answering questions, but you're on your site, you're providing questions and answers, you know, and you're providing both sides of those. So, FAQs is a great way to do this stuff. So what I would like to see on clients is basically like an FAQ page that has the question, the answer, and then a link to a much more in-depth blog article that is the question and the answer.
Okay.
You know, I really feel like that's where the future of this is going, but I'm, you know, what do I know? Just have some stupid radio show. All right. Mobile is table stakes. I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't know what table stakes meant.
The price you pay just to sit at the table.
Right, right. It's like the ante.
You're not even betting. You're just pay for your chair.
Yeah. I really didn't know this. I'm not much of a gambler. So,
For all the business owners who maybe are tuning in for the first time or are just getting into this, mobile's been table stakes for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
It's been the thing. 50% of traffic, greater than 50% of all web traffic is coming from mobiles at this point. It has been for at least a year. I don't recall exactly when it switched over, but it is. That's where people are going to view your site the most often. It's going to be the place where people are reading about you. Most likely, depending on your industry.
Absolutely, yeah. And almost all Google features are designed with mobile first in mind. And then further SERP feature intrusions in organic search, they say on here. This is kind of what we already discussed with the answers and the ads and everything, sort of pushing organic out of the way. So we have to find a way to move in to those other areas that Google is mm-hmm. adding to the search page. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. We're talking about 14 SEO predictions for the rest of this year. Come on back. It's exciting.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about 14 SEO predictions for this year, you know, ways that we need to change. As I said earlier, this is maybe a little, we're 2 months into the year. It might not seem well-timed, but it's actually a really recent article. And also, it really opens up a conversation about the other ways that you should be getting traffic other than SEO. You know, this is a painful Band-Aid for me. You know, I am an SEO. This is how I've, you know, for years, as I tell people what I do, I'm all, oh, I'm an SEO. I make you show up above your competitors in search engines, and everybody's just all, ooh, he has magical powers. Yeah. You know, people think I'm so great. Oh, God. But now this article is really showing me that I'm about to become obsolete. I need to very much retarget my stuff. Now, I have been thinking about a lot of these things, but it really sort of put some level of urgency on me to make some changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was reading something the other day. They were talking about the most successful businesses on earth view these changes as opportunities, not as threats. Mm. So I think just the fact that we're going over this, we have, you know, we're well placed to take advantage of this new opportunity and not a threat to our industry, but a way to get ahead of our competitors. So
right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think that's good. I'm at this point in my life where I'm feeling that. You know, I quit smoking cigarettes, and then now I'm dieting heavy, and then my wife ruined my life last weekend by making me Marie Kondo the house. And, you know, I think I'm ready for this.
She didn't throw you away, though, so that's good.
No, no, but she also kept three other husbands, just in case.
Oh.
I don't know. All right, video will dominate niches. Featured video carousels, and suggested clips where Google targets specific content as a video are taking over the how-to spaces, and Google test search applications with screens, including Home Hub, expect video to dominate instructional and DIY niches. Now, how does that help a business? Instructional and DIY really has been something that businesses have avoided drastically in the past, because they feel that it's a waste of their time and money.
Well, they're wrong.
They are wrong, yeah. Because it adds weight. It adds weight to your website. It adds credibility to your brand. Now, for a local business, they might be a little, my brand, what are you talking about? My brand is I'm from here, and I can help the people who are also from here. But in that case, you know, it's adding weight to your website. It's adding quality. It's making Google say, hey, let's take notice of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, you know, you tend to be able to plug yourself at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, it's Google definitely knows when they're your video. I mean, even if you have a YouTube channel, and you know, if you set that up correctly, your YouTube channel views are going to be as they're going to lend credibility to your website as well. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're viewing them on your website, Google is going to make that association.
Right. Yeah. SERPs will become more interactive. We've seen the start of interactive SERPs with people also ask boxes, depending on which question you expand. 2 to 3 new questions will generate below that directly pertain to your expanded question. This real-time engagement keeps people on the SERP longer and helps Google better understand what user is seeking. SERP is search engine
results.
Results page. Ugh, God, thank you. Yeah, I can see this, you know, with the Ajax and the way that Google is pulling the data, because for one, it takes time to load the data, and Google's all about loading the data fast. You know, if they're able to load the data and have you there and then still be loading data as you're looking and be able to give you more and more answers as they get it in there, just on a page load thing alone, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and this really is a add-on to one of the first things they mentioned, which I already forgot. But, yeah, Google doesn't need to send people to your website if the SERP is as interactive as a website would be.
Oh, the snippets.
Now, yeah.
Yeah,
the snippets. I mean, now you've got the option to text, call, email, visit a website, get directions, all from the SERPs page. So you don't even, it is becoming the new website, if you will.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, they're creating a place where we will compete to be number two.
Yeah.
Where they will be number one and we'll pick up the scraps of anybody who wants a little bit extra. You know, I mean, that's really kind of.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is, I think going back to like, if you optimize your Google My Business and small businesses, you need to be spending time optimizing your Google My Business. You can have the opportunity to be the person to show up in their, info boxes. I mean, yeah, technically Google is going to be the number one spot. And they may not send anyone to your website, but it's not about, I mean, if they're calling your business from a Google snippet or a Google info box, well, that's the best case scenario. You know, they're calling your business. That's what you want.
Yeah. And I'm playing devil's advocate. You know, a lot of the time, you know, we're helping local and medium sized business. That's what we do. This isn't really going to have a huge effect on the direct need of services. It's going to have an effect on that extra net that people throw out in order to hopefully get people to call. So when somebody types in, you know, how do I fix a rip in my carpet? And Google says, you do this, that, and the other thing. And then that person can then decide, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, that, and the other thing. Who can I get to fix a rip in my carpet? At which point we're in the services.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you would have a result where maybe somebody who fixed carpets would have, how do I fix a rip in my carpet? They would sort of manipulate the search. So they were on the top. You would go to their website. They're obviously selling services.
Mm-hmm.
And that article would basically be more directed at not actually helping you, but selling you their services.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so who this is really going to affect is less local and medium-sized business and more the blogosphere and people who are making their money off of traffic,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who are making money off of ads in their blogs and stuff like that. I bet you they're going to get hit pretty good.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Business proximity to searcher will remain a top local ranking factor.
Yes.
To a degree. I mean, I wish it was more, you know. I find it very frustrating when I'm searching for something and Yelp comes up as the number one thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's stick with carpets. I would like a carpet cleaner. And then they're all, Yelp is number one. It here's the best carpet cleaners in your area. I'm all great. So I search to get a search engine so I can search again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm already searching. If I wanted to go to Yelp to search for this, I'd go to Yelp.
Yeah, and they kind of weasel their way in as a middleman.
Yeah.
And just from knowing a lot of small businesses and how HomeAdvisor, I'm going to say, is one that I've heard is not great. You go to HomeAdvisor, and they might deal with carpets. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they take a cut of the they take a finder's fee.
Right.
Which is kind of like, yeah, it's a weaselly thing to do. You make a business, do better than all the businesses that actually do the thing you don't do, mm-hmm. and then charge to be the middleman. It's silly, yeah. But.
Well, I don't know if it's too silly. I kind of have a site that does the same thing.
We can't be friends.
I know, but the way mine works is we track the calls and the conversations, and if so somebody searches, they get the page, they call the company directly through a call tracking number,
mm-hmm.
and if the call lasts for 30 seconds or more, it's considered a qualifying phone call, at which point the company is billed the finder's fee. And if they contest it, they're welcome to say, oh, well, that was not a billable call.
Mm-hmm.
And we listen to the call and we say, all right, you know, and that's the way it goes. So there's really no, hey, search again. And there's really no, hey, you're paying without getting something.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the lead is qualified, they got the business, then they pay.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, proximity will always be a factor when you need somebody to show up. You know, I wish proximity was more of a factor when it came to, I want to buy some shoes. I think that they could be doing a much bigger service for this world of sort of helping local economies. I don't know. Maybe this is an old school attitude of mine. Maybe I need to get more globalized. But, you know, I kind of feel like there should be some weight or a button you could click that says, like, businesses in your area. So let's say I want to shop local.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. Think global, shop local. I mean, I'm that guy.
Yep.
I would just assume buy all my food, all my stuff here if I can. And so I'd like to see that from Google where I could click a button and see that search, but 100% local.
Yeah.
Local SEO. Google is going to increase monetization. Look to see more of the local and map space monetized uniquely by Google, both through AdWords and potentially new lead gen models. The space will become more and more competitive. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
It already is. Google is constantly messing with the packs, you know, so there was always the ads at the top of organic search. They kick those over to the side. They throw in the snack pack. Now sometimes you see an ad in the map.
Yeah.
Above the maps. You know, I mean, how much faith can you put in the localization of the map? It's like, I haven't looked into this. I thought about looking into it, but I was too busy. But so there's three people at the top of the map pack. And they put one above me. And I'm just, oh, man, I really struggled to get to the first place there. That kind of sucks. Now, I wonder if that person above me is actually closer.
Well.
Or did they just pay? Is that the only option?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I suspect they've got some sort of a.
That's BS. I almost said bad words about it.
Yeah. I would suspect that they would take that into consideration. But you're right. It's a little bit disingenuous to have a map pack and then. Show someone from way out of the way. But, I mean, I guess if it's the service area, it's the service area.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
You know?
All right. You are listening to The Being Found Show, your guide for being found by more buying customers. We're talking about 14 SEO predictions for this year. When we come back, we're talking about monetization tests for voice. Come on back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Haven Humane Society will be holding our annual Pup for Paws golf tournament on July 12th at the beautiful Riverview Golf and Country Club. This fabulous four-person scramble will tee off at 9 a.m. There will be an awards lunch, raffles, prizes, and so much more. Sign up your four-man team today for only $400, or single players are only $100, with all proceeds going to help the animals at Haven Humane Society. We will see you on the green.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, welcome back to the Bean Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're talking about 14 SEO predictions for 2019, the year that you are currently in. Monetization test for voice. I don't suppose you've noticed at your friends' houses that their Google Echoes and their Amazon Alexas and their whatevers now have screens on them. A big reason why these companies have pushed towards screens, of course, you know, is obviously that's the way the world's going, but it also created a situation where they were having a hard time monetizing just the voice. You know, the screens give them a chance to put an ad on there. They give them a chance to sell to you in a way that we wouldn't find offensive. If we had to listen to an audio ad before we got our answers, we would immediately say, I'm not having this. I'm not going to just stand here and stare at the wall while I'm doing this.
Instead of saying, hey, this is an ad first, they should just have hire a used car salesman to say it.
Yeah.
So totally. You know what's what.
Yeah, totally. Monday. No. So I thought that, you know, that made a lot of sense as a business move. Marketers will place a greater focus on the SERP. I think that's very obvious from all the things that we've talked about. That the SERP is really going to be the thing that you get your way into, because the SERP is going to be kicking down all of those organic results. You know, we might see a day where the organic results are removed entirely, or we click a button to get over to them, because you're basically, you know, Google has been kicking around the term knowledge graph for quite some time, and eventually we might just get the knowledge graph where it's just all I type in McDonald's hamburger, and I mean, people should try it. Type in McDonald's french fries. I think that's one that just brings up a massive graph of, you know, the history of it and, you know, what the nutrition facts are and stuff like that, you know. And we're going to be seeing more and more of that, meaning that the focus will be on this. 12, targeting topics will be more productive than targeting queries. Unfortunately, this was going to be my added deal. I do this all the time, and that is that I target topics so that I can build underneath them and work my way up and get to them. Because I know, like, if I'm in a competitive city and I'm helping a plumber in Portland, just to alliterate it, I might not be able to get plumber in Portland. These guys have been in business for a year. I'm just not going to be able to target that term. So it's like I still make the page plumber Portland because, I mean, you know, you got to have goals. But then I start building underneath that with long tail terms and start working my way up. That's really, I don't really feel like this is a new one. And now that I think about it, it probably wasn't a good one for mine. So we'll have to come up with something.
Okay.
Linked unstructured citations will receive increasing focus. Okay. In the interest of naturalness, Google started targeting backlinks. They're just all, okay, let's find out what's important to show in our results by finding out what the backlinks are. And then Google said, okay, people can really manipulate the backlinks, so let's start finding something else. Let's do connotation to the backlinks, and let's do citations because we want them locally. And then link unstructured citations will receive increasing focus. The unstructured citation is when it just sort of mentions aspects of your business and who you are, when it just mentions your business name, even unlinked. When it drops your business name in a blog article that has no links coming out of it, Google takes notice of the fact that you've been referenced, you've been cited over here, and that slowly adds weight and stuff like that. So I think they're saying that while backlinks are obviously manipulatable, that the context is going to be much more of a factor, you know, the context of the words used in the link, the surrounding words around it, and so on and so forth, because they're looking for natural language.
I should add one thing. Another thing they look at is how many people actually click on the link.
Oh, absolutely.
If it's completely irrelevant, no one ever clicks on it, they don't add value to that.
And what they do when they get there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like when they click through on it, if they get to you and they're all this sucks, I'm out.
Wrong thing.
Right, yeah. Reviews will remain a competitive difference maker is the last one on the list here. And yes, it will. Yeah. Although it was in the news last night that on the Walmart website, some fake news, that's not the right word to use, some fake, marketing company, some company that looks at fake marketing and reports on it, said that 55%, I think, of the reviews on Walmart's website were fake.
Ooh.
And that something like 32% of the reviews on Amazon were fake.
I believe it. I mean, that's...
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too. I mean, it's something I avoid doing, but, you know... I was watching this on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And Trevor Noah made a good point. He said, you know, I never trust the reviews. He's just all, you know, if I buy a new TV and I really like it, I say to myself, man, I really like this TV, and then I continue watching it. Because, like, I wouldn't trust anybody who felt the need to go back to their computer and write a paragraph about how much they like their TV. He's just all, I'm just not buying it.
Well,
he's just all, when I go out in public and I see somebody holding their phone up trying to get bars, that's my review. I don't want that phone.
You know? Well, it's striking, though. I mean, reviews, as awful as they've become, they still might be one of the most usable sources.
They're
still dependent on someone having a unique account, at least.
And experience, yeah. Right. And they also tend to bring up questions. So what I do is I tend to go there and only read the bad reviews. answers and try to take them with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because I want somebody to bring up a question maybe I didn't have.
Yeah.
You know, I'll still make my own decision. I'm not going to trust some Joe Schmo I've never met before to make a decision for me. But they can pose questions that maybe I never thought of. All right, so that's the end of our list of 14 SEO predictions for 2019 off of Moz.com. This is the Moz blog. Go ahead and search up Moz blog, and you'll find awesome marketing information, but specifically SEO. And it's a great place to start there. Jake, do you have a prediction?
I do.
For this year.
Right? No, just this morning I was kind of looking into my little crystal ball. And my prediction is, citations are going to lose value. And this is because I've been having this experience with a client who's got a lot of messed up citations. And I'm going through the process of cleaning them all up and realizing that if, you know, there's thousands of citation companies out there, really only 5 to 10 have any credibility whatsoever.
Right.
You go down to the next, say 50, and they're all places no one's ever heard of and probably never used, but they still are considered valuable.
Right.
And then all the thousands after that are a bunch of nobodies. And in trying to correct them all, they're all trying to charge me just to generate accurate information. I think Google and these other search engines are going to realize that there's a ton of erroneous information being put out on the internet by these companies and just stop giving value. I mean, there might be those 5 to 10 top ones like Yelp, for example, they might stick around, but I think the value of these other citation companies is going to go so low. It's, and they're doing it to themselves. They're holding erroneous information hostage. No one wants to pay to fix it. And so Google's either got to choose either keep dishing it up and keep giving it value or stop. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I agree with that prediction. Yeah, I've asked myself 1,000 times, like, who actually uses Hot Frog? You know, is anybody actually going to Hot Frog other than citation marketers?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on now. It's like, what is the purpose of these websites? You know, my prediction was covered earlier in there, so I'm going to throw a prediction on top of your prediction.
Okay.
And that is that Google will have to come up with some new way to verify business is current and up to date. So maybe something down the lines of you have to verify your business once a month, or every time you verify your business, it's verified for 30 days. And that all that means is you go into Google My Business and you run through the questionnaire that says, hey, is all this information still up to date?
Yeah.
And so you're up for 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you get a warning email saying, hey, we need you to verify again. Make sure that you're open and that your hours are correct. And, you know, maybe before Christmas coming up, they'll send something saying, hey, it's time to verify. Let's run over your Christmas hours. Are those going to change? And, you know, I think something like that that's a little more involved with Google will eventually replace that. Because, I've always wondered what the actual value was. I mean, I get it that they are – I'm with you. I want to see what happens
there. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. When we come back, we're going to break this up a bit. We're going to talk about some news, some technology news, some marketing news, all that exciting stuff. Come on back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
Out here in the field, I found for my meal. I got my back to my living.
All right, welcome back to the Bean Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're going to talk a little bit about the news here. You know, before the show started, at the top of the hour here on the station that we record at KCNR Studios in Redding, California. And in the news at the top of the hour, I barely caught an article that I had to throw in here and skim over really quick. So SpaceX is sending a rocket up, and they have a new capsule so that they can start sending people. So this whole time, SpaceX has really been sending materials, automated materials up and testing and stuff like that. But now they've created a manned capsule so SpaceX can start sending people into space. And they put a dummy in this thing, and they named it Ripley. They named their dummy Ripley, that they're sending into space, you know, not Sojourner, not Explorer, not Challenger, not something inspiring, but the one person who didn't live, she constantly sort of died and came back because the aliens yeah. killed her in Alien series over and over.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
and
awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, yeah. Aren't you trying to encourage people to do this or go up to space and die?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
It's terrifying. Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
So I definitely gives me, you know, I'm proud of Elon for that one.
Yeah.
All right. YouTube stops the monetization of anti-vaccination conspiracy videos. Says that they're damaging and harmful, and they're no longer going to be putting them up. No, the videos can go up. You just can no longer monetize them. You can no longer make money off of anti-vax videos, which is an interesting answer to this, you know, because people will say, oh, freedom of speech and blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. It can still be up there, and it'll still be shown. You just can't make money off of it. That's an interesting answer to this situation. What do you think?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, YouTube is a content viewing platform, and I totally hate the fact that they incentivize some and disincentivize others.
Yeah, but they're not a right. They're not.
It's true. And
just because we've all decided to use it doesn't necessarily mean that we need it in any way whatsoever.
Well, I totally agree. And I also agree that YouTube has every right to refuse service to anyone they choose.
You're right.
I just think it's a bad business practice.
Yeah. It is weird, and it's a little shocking because, you know, as is often said, it's a slippery slope. Where does that change? You know,
Who was that other guy who was kicked off all the social media? He's a conservative crackpot, basically.
Alex Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that guy was kicked off a lot of other shows or other media platforms, which, again, that's their prerogative. But as a company who is supposed to be a very neutral media platform and just give people what they want.
Right.
If people want to watch it, I don't care if there's only 10 other crackpot Americans who really enjoy his show. Why would you take that away from them? Like,
well, because the argument could be that it's dangerous. I mean, is there a line drawn? I mean, does a blatantly racist material, is there a line drawn there? You know, is there a line drawn somewhere? And that's the danger of having a line is, you know, that line seems to always creep in, you know. It's really, I think, you know, this entire world's just all, oh, I got these political views, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. I think what's really killing us is precedence, you know, that once some sort of law or situation hits a precedence, all of a sudden everything gets pulled into it, and we're just waiting for the next precedence until everything gets pulled in, and then eventually everything is pulled in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, to me, I think it's a bad practice, but
it definitely alienates some people.
Yeah,
that is for sure, you know. But unfortunately, I think they're responding in response to either media or viewer pressure. I don't know. I don't know where the pressure is coming from. It's, you know, I don't think it's coming from the White House.
I should add, I'm all about vaccinations.
Oh, me too.
I would vaccinate myself twice if I thought it helped.
Yeah, me too. Well, my wife has autoimmune disease, and she can't get them, so I get vaccinations extra just so that I keep those sicknesses out of our home, because I can't get them, you know.
Yeah. So I don't disagree. These videos are baloney, in my opinion.
Right.
But
should they be allowed to be there?
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Let the company view their so here's my thing. I always call the world we live in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah.
And you should be willing to hear all ideas, even if you hate them. Even if you disagree with them, at least hear them out and then tell someone, I disagree.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And YouTube, you know, as the most powerful media platform on planet Earth, for them to say, no, we never want anyone to hear about this.
Right.
Like, that's crazy to me. It's vaccinations today, which I agree with. But what is it going to be tomorrow?
When you don't agree.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly. And there lies the slippery slope.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next on here, Samsung Galaxy X folding phone price. You know, everybody's probably seen this phone by now, but the price is going to be just astronomical. Almost $2,000 from what I heard last. What do you think of that?
I won't be owning one, apparently.
Me neither.
Unless I, get a new job, get a second job, maybe.
Right, yeah, totally. Or get a serious raise,
so
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Give me this folding phone.
You know, this is the future.
I smell a Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at this video of this guy unfolding and folding this phone.
Yeah.
And to me, this looks like the greatest overhyped thing on earth. Like, I couldn't imagine carrying this thing around in my pocket, opening it up like it's a little tiny notepad.
Yeah.
And then using it.
Yeah. But how do you talk on it? Do you talk on it before it's open or after it's open? What's going on there?
I wouldn't pay $2,000 for that.
No, I wouldn't pay $2,000 for anything. So I'm very, I'm stingy. I'm really, really stingy. And, I don't know. My wife is very not stingy, so it's offset very well. But, my view in this world is anything over $50 is expensive.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, there's so much hype around this folding the technology. I think people are just excited about the technology, but it's not going to work for everything. I can see this working for a lot of applications, but I wouldn't pay money for this.
Plus, what's the first part of your laptop you expect to go bad?
The screen? I don't know. The hinges?
Yeah.
The mechanical piece that gets used 10,000 times.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense.
That's
what I think, too. You know?
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to see a short lifespan on these very expensive products.
Yeah.
But I hope I'm wrong, you know.
Yeah, cool tech.
I mean, we're already hitting that problem with phones where phone companies have competed so much that they've sort of done themselves out of competition a little bit because the phones last so much longer.
Yeah.
You know. And the last one on here, hopefully we can get to it before we end up here, is T-Pain wins the Masked Singer. Now, I don't know if anybody's seen the show. Jake, have you seen the show?
I haven't seen the show. I'm familiar with it. I've seen a commercial.
Okay. It is just utterly ridiculous. It is basically B-list celebrities, right, that wear masks and ridiculous outfits and basically talk like they've been huffing helium so that we can't tell who they are. And then they get up there and sing through their mask, and like it becomes a singing show where everybody's like, oh, swing to this. Where do they find these people? I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm insulting your thing out there, but the question I got to ask is, like, where are we going in the world of marketing? You know, it's like, have you seen Idiocracy when they walk into Costco and they're just all, welcome to Costco, I love you. Welcome to Costco, I love you. You know, it's like, are we getting to this? This really, when I watch this, I'm just all like, where's President Camacho or whatever his name was? I think it was Camacho, you know, it's like. President something Mountain Dew Camacho. Yeah, I don't know. But I just found this show to be just a huge step into like the marketing wasteland like really what we're doing here. So ridiculous is really Carl's Jr.'s commercials have started cussing and bleeping out the cuss words
in the
commercial. Or maybe it was Wendy's. I don't know. It's some fast food place.
Huh.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about the depths and depravities that we were potentially getting to because, I don't know. But we are here at the show, end of the show. And just to give you a reminder, you're listening to The Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. If you need some more, check us out at beingfound.com. And listen next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.